After months of preparation, sleepless nights, and lots of prayers, the only thing left to do after sitting an exam is wait for the results. This period can be nerve-wracking, even if you know you did your best. And the nerves transform into a feeling of euphoria when the results come out and you find out that your best was, well, perfect.
Hi, I am Zane Glenister, and I received perfect scores in the final GSAT examination. I will be attending Campion College.
Hi, my name is Zia Francis, and I also attained perfect scores on the final GSAT examination. I will be going to Immaculate Conception High.
Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear Zane and Zia's story of GSAT perfection. I'm Andre Palmer. Getting a perfect score in the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT is by no means an easy feat. But for Zane, his faith in God and a few strategies helped him focus throughout the process.
Hard work and determination and trusting God. Just believe in God throughout the whole way. And don't forget Him, because He'll take you through the way. I tried to read as many books as I could and tried to cut out electronics. Yes, every Sunday I'd have classes from 1 to 6, and Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays have class from 3 to 4. I'd have a study table in the kitchen. I'd have special books out on special days to study, and I'd always make sure that anything that I had problems with, I go over it the next day.
Zia Francis had a simple preparation routine. Communication task was one of her challenges, but she had help from her teacher.
I studied every day, and I made sure to do at least one past paper each day, and I prayed a lot. My mother pushed me to my limits because she kept on saying that I can do whatever I can through Christ. And my teacher, she taught me everything I know. And I wasn't very good at COMTAS, so my COMTAS teacher, Mrs. Davidson, she helped me to do my best.
Zia says she also participated in extracurricular activities and encourages other students to do the same.
Relax and don't study all the time, and make sure to do some physical activities also. I dance at Edna Manley, and I do ballet with Vickers. Dancing helps us to relax, calm down, and just be one with the music.
Zane credits his parents for his success. He is also looking forward to high school.
My parents helped me the most. They'd always be motivating me and telling me not to give up. They'd sacrifice their money to send me to school and extra classes, which I was very thankful for. Without them, I probably wouldn't have passed for Campion. I feel excited and glad that I passed for my first choice. I'll be looking forward to going there to meet new people and try out new sports.
Campion College student Zane Glenister. Zia Francis is also looking forward to life in high school.
I'll be going to Immaculate, and I'd just like to say bye to Mrs. Hall and thank you for all she has done for me. I wanted to go to Immaculate because it looked like a good school and like it would be very good for me to continue my learning experience.
Both Zane and Zia received government scholarships for their achievement. That's it for today's program. Hope Zane and Zia's story was an inspiration to you. It proves that with hard work, anything is possible. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
Consumers, you have the right to be compensated for misrepresentation, shoddy goods, or unsatisfactory delivery of services. You have the responsibility to fight for the best quality in a calm and amicable way. Refuse to accept shoddy workmanship. Learn how to complain successfully by having all your documents ready while being respectful yet firm when stating your case. Call us at 876-906-5425 or visit our website at cac.gov.jm. The Consumer Affairs Commission, protecting your rights, securing our future.
For the 2017-18 financial year, the Legal Aid Clinics and Council completed 2,117 matters in parish courts, ended 430 gun matters, and completed 550 circuit matters. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.